Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and we've got it stacked up for you this week. Lots and lots of practical, realistic, and the most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. During this hour, we're going to talk about challenges wallpaper will give you. Some people still love wallpaper. How do you remove it? How do you prep the wall? We'll go over a few of those tips with you. Also, what if you had a door unit going into your house that has a 6-inch riser right there for everybody to trip over? What can you do to make it safer? And why in the world did they do that in the first place? We'll talk about that. And almost every week we deal with drywall issues and drywall questions. We have another ceiling that's kind of got a little problem. We're going to offer the solution to that homeowner on exactly what to do. Joe, you always have a great simple solution for us.
Well, this week I'm going to talk about how to use a stop block on a power miter saw so you can make repetitive cuts to exactly the same length. But ordinarily, you can only make them relatively short, so I have a way to extend that out much further. It makes it much more useful.
That's great. That adds a lot to accuracy when you have a lot of repetitive cuts like that. So we'll check in with Joe in just a minute on that simple solution. We want you to reach out to us anytime. You can send us an email by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask, or you can pick up the phone and give us a ring anytime at all, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that number is 800-946-4420. I also want to remind you about the great book giveaway that we have going on right now, the Shed Book Giveaway. Joe's written a phenomenal book about how to gain that extra storage space right in your yard, the things you need to know and the things you need to avoid. You can get a chance to win one of these books by going to todayshomeowner.com/radio right now. This is the last week we'll be giving one away, so go there right now and register, todayshomeowner.com/radio. Joe, can't believe that you came to Mobile and did a little taping for the television show for upcoming Simple Solutions, and they scheduled that when I was out of town. They're trying to keep us apart so that the fish will have a chance.
Yeah, they're trying to keep us from causing trouble. Yeah, I came down to shoot some another whole batch. I think we shot 13 or 14 brand new Simple Solutions, which are terrific. I love working with Scott and Brad. You know, they're just great guys, and it was a lot of fun. But Danny had a really good excuse to not be in town when I came. Usually he just tries to sneak out of town because I am coming. But this time I understand you went to see a rather legendary musician in Dallas. Is that where you went to?
Yeah, that's right, Brian. I truly cannot believe that Paul McCartney was on stage.
And that's amazing, isn't it?
79 years old, and he tore it up. I mean, played all kinds of instruments, ran around the stage. Can't believe the amount of songs. He played like 35 or 36 songs. It was almost a three-hour concert. So, yes, I was exhausted as he was after the show because I had a great time. Truly, truly amazing that he's still out there and doing as well as he is.
Well, when someone like that, what you appreciate is he's obviously not doing it for the money or for the fame or for the recognition, right? I mean, he's just doing it for the love of music, and I'm sure that comes through. And what was the venue? I mean, was this like a big stadium show?
It was called Dickies Arena, and it was kind of interesting because on the news the day before, they were talking about this gigantic rodeo that was in there.
Right.
And they had a GoPro with time-lapse showing the 750 tons of dirt.
Wow.
Being removed, the floor cleaned, the floor pressure washed so that they could set up for the concert. So they showed all of the dirt going out and all the cows moving out that end, and then all the rock and rollers coming in the other end with all of their amazing screens and hydraulics and everything else. So, yeah, that was a big thing they orchestrated there in a short period of time.
Wow, it must have been really something. And who went? I guess Sharon, your wife, went with you.
Yeah, I went. So it was a great time. We all had a good time, and I enjoyed stepping off.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed you, but you know how it is. Sometimes when you're out of town, they schedule Simple Solutions because they're not busy with you. They can spend time with me. So unfortunately, that's just the way it worked out.
Hey, well, Joe, what's on your list? I mean, we always talk about some of the things that we're doing, and I've certainly got a long list of things here. But what about you? What are some of the things that you're tackling right now?
Well, I have a list, but because, as we've talked about in the past, I can't quite move forward because I can't get products. There's a project I wanted to do this summer, which was in our dining room. There are two windows spaced, good sized windows, and they're spaced maybe a foot and a half apart. And I want to pull them out, reduce the opening a little bit, and put in a nice big bay window. Mm-hmm. So I called to order the bay window. And the guy said, no problem, I'll get back. I sent them all the specs, exactly what I wanted from the Anderson Window Company. And he was going to call me back. He said, okay, I might not get back to you today, but I'll get back to you tomorrow, which was going to be a Friday. And I said, well, no rush. You know, even if you can't get to me tomorrow, even early next week. Well, that was 2 weeks ago. I never even heard from him.
Oh, wow.
So I suspect, I have to call him after the show, in fact, see what happened. So I suspect he's called Anderson and has gotten like no response. So I guess I'm not doing it this summer.
Wow.
So I don't know. I don't know what if the window's not available, I don't know what I'm, thankfully I didn't yank out these old windows yet. I know enough not to do that.
Yeah, that's a big caution that that everybody really needs to think about, because whether you're doing it yourself or having a contractor do it, you really have to consider exactly when you'll get these materials. A friend of mine had an old garage door, is about 25 years old. He decided he's going to get a new garage door, new opener, all of that. He worked with this particular company, you know, and there's a lot out there, a lot of different types that are available. So it's a little harder nowadays to choose exactly what you want on your garage, because a lot of times those garages face the street. So, you know, it's very prominent. So you want it to really look good and not drag down the overall appearance of your house. So he asked a lot of questions, get found out the exact door he wanted, and he says, okay, I'm ready to order it. So they go, okay, well, we'll put it on there. Oh, by the way, we're running about 25 weeks back right now. 25 weeks, that's like a half a year. And my friend says, and he said it with such a straight face, you know, and I kept waiting for him to kind of laugh a little, slap his knee, something, but he didn't. And so boy, you have to really plan things out, and things like Joe said, things that you're planning for the summer, well, that might end up being in the fall.
Right. In fact, they used to say like 25 days would have been a lot. I'm not saying 25 weeks. I mean, that's when I was down shooting in Mobile, Scott, who produces those segments for us, was trying to get a dishwasher, and they ordered one. The very next day, they got a call and said, no, I'm sorry, we don't have that one. It's out of stock. It's like, well, how did it go out of stock from Tuesday to Wednesday?
Right.
So they finally took them another month or two. They finally tracked one down in Mississippi. His wife had to drive to Mississippi to buy this. They wanted this specific dishwasher, I guess. It was the only, and it wasn't like some super expensive rare brand. So they had to drive out of state to get a dishwasher, which was unheard of. You used to just order one and bring it to you the next day. So hang in there.
I know it's affecting a lot of things, both big and small. But like Joe said, just hang in there, and hopefully everything will start getting corrected. And there are a lot of things that you can do. Matter of fact, my list of things I'm doing has a lot to do with a little party my wife is throwing for my niece. But she's about to get married, so a little bridal shower. So you know what that means. That means pressure washing. That means cleaning glass. I mean, fun, glamorous projects, you know? And putting some mulch in over here. I've got some chairs I thought were aluminum. I guess most of it is aluminum, but rust started forming in little small different areas, you know, like the fasteners. So, I mean, they were inexpensive. They were not very expensive things. So we're lightly sanding it down, wiping it down, and we'll be spray painting those a little bit later in the day. And then, of course, really just to have the most fun possible, we're going to put out some mole cricket bait. I mean, I'm just really looking forward to killing those mole crickets.
Mole crickets? Are they moles or are they crickets? What are they?
They're crickets that go underneath the ground and eat all of the roots of your grass.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
They're eating the grubs that are under there too. But, you know, so you have to treat them. And, of course, you treat them here, they move over there. So you've got, you know, even though it's a small area of your yard affected, we have to treat the whole entire yard so that you can successfully migrate them over to your neighbor's yard.
Maybe that's how you got them in the first place. Your neighbor was treating them.
That's what I'm thinking. So so anyway, really exciting home improvement projects here, and can't wait to grab that big 16-inch squeegee and my vinegar and water.
To do the windows? Yeah.
So it'll make it look a lot better around here. We're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio. Coming up, we're going to talk about wallpaper, some tips of things that you need to know if you're considering taking wallpaper down or installing wallpaper. All that and a whole lot more coming up here on today's Homeowner Radio.
The sound of you doing is music to our ears. Order on the Home Depot app and get convenient delivery, so you don't have to stop doing when you need something. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
If you're looking for an extra measure of comfort, convenience, and cleanliness in your bathroom, nothing delivers at all like the SoftSpa electronic bidet toilet seat by FluidMaster. The SoftSpa is a full bidet offering a luxury experience without the expense of replacing your toilet. The SoftSpa features fully adjustable water pressure, temperature, and positioning, as well as a heated seat and warm air dryer. Don't settle for less than luxury in your bathroom. Trust FluidMaster.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. You know, we're heard coast to coast on over 350 radio stations, including this one in Fort Myers, Florida, WFSX 92.5 FM. Special hello to everybody there in and around the Fort Myers area. If we can help you with any challenge you're having around your home, go ahead and give us a call. You can call us at 800-946-4420 or send us an email anytime by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. And also, we want to say a special Memorial Day greetings to everybody. A lot of people have the three-day weekend, maybe resting, maybe doing a little grilling, or maybe tackling a few of those projects you've been waiting on. I hope everything is going well, and we certainly want to remember what the day is all about and thank those that have that made the country what it is today. We appreciate all of that. Right now, we're going to go and talk with Tina. Tina, tell us about this wallpaper situation, and welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Well, I have some old wallpaper that's been on my kitchen wall for about 30 years. We originally, when we put it up, we didn't know what we were doing, so we put it on top of the drywall with no primer, paint, or anything. And we also put it there before we put in our countertop. So when I got ready to change it out about 7 years later, we were able to get it off the wall except for just a little bit that was behind the countertop. There's about a half inch that sticks up behind the backsplash. When we try to take it off, I guess because it's gotten wet back there from being over the sink, it pulls up the drywall. So I wasn't sure. I had heard at one point that you should never try to take wallpaper off of a wall that's just drywall because it's going to pull off the drywall. So I've heard that you should just paint over it. And at this point, I just need some expert advice about what to do, especially with that old wallpaper that's already pulled off some drywall. So any advice would be appreciated.
Well, you know, a lot of times when you try to paint over wallpaper, it will react. The water content of the paint will react with the glue and it'll bubble or turn loose. But other times in your situation there, potentially, it will adhere very, very well and you'll be able to paint right over it. Now, you made me think when you talked about it sticking up about an inch or so there, if it has any kind of bubble or, you know, line there, you may need to take some joint compound and just kind of skim that out just a little bit so that it blends right into the wall above it. If you do that, you can go over it, let it dry, lightly sand it, and then move forward with your painting. Now, are you painting over it or are you putting more wallpaper over it?
Well, not wallpaper. I either wanted to paint it with some high gloss paint or perhaps put some tile over it, but I'm better with paint than I am with tile. So
I got you.
That's what I thought I would do.
Sure. Well, I would just skim out anywhere that there might be a line or any little defect in the wall to smooth that out, and again let it dry, and then I would go ahead and put a coat of paint on it and see how it reacts. If you put that coat of paint on it and you see it bubbling and loosening up, then you need to just stop right there and know that you need to remove that paper. And you know, there's wallpaper remover paste that's available. Most of the time it's called DIF, D-I-F or D-I-P, Yeah, DIF. And you can apply it, and that'll help loosen up that adhesive on the wallpaper, and you'll be able to remove it off. But I would try putting a coat of paint on it and just see how it reacts. And if it does well and covers well, you can go back with the second coat and just move along on it.
Okay. All right. And there's no need to prime it first, you wouldn't think?
No, I don't think so. No, you'd be able to paint right over it if it's got the paper there.
All right. Well, I sure do appreciate the information.
Okay, sound like a great project. Thanks so much for being with us, Tina. You know, Joe, I've seen that so many times when, you know, you have a paper. Now, if it's been up there that long, it's part of the wall. I mean, it's part of the drywall. And I suspect if she painted over that, that it will adhere well. It'll soak right into the pores of that wallpaper, and she can move right along with it. But it sounds like the kitchen has gone through quite an evolution over the years.
It is. And if she's not sure whether she wants to paint it or tile it, I mean, I always recommend, well, paint it first. You can always go back and tile it, you know, when you have the money or the skills or whatever. But yeah, you might as well try painting it. And the other thing is you have to deal with the seams too if you're painting wallpaper. And if they're visible, you know, and that's an issue, then you have to deal with those as well. But that's certainly the path of least resistance, I guess, is joint compound, prime it, paint it, if you have to prime it, and then just paint it and see how that works out for you.
You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini. And, you know, we get a lot of great emails from our listeners each and every week, and we would love to get one from you. You can send us one right now at todayshomeowner.com/ask. That's what Bob in Nevada sent in. Said, I want to attach a flag holder to the stucco exterior of my home. Screws are not the answer. Can I use a construction adhesive or an epoxy glue adhesive? What do you recommend? Well, Bob, I'll tell you, I have had some really frustrating situations here recently with flag holders. I'm gonna buy me one that's like solid brass or something, because I put up an aluminum one, and it just completely got broken out. I guess the wind being pretty bad, so that's one thing I would recommend is not the plastic one. Buy your really, really good one, and what you'll find with the better ones is they'll have more of a surface that attaches to the wall. And the answer to your question, in my opinion, is definitely use both. Go ahead and drill into the stucco, and depends on what kind of stucco it is. If it's a foam-based material, you know, you almost need to find that stud back there in order to attach it. If it's real stucco, you can drill in with lead anchors. Then I would use epoxy with the lead anchors, with the screws going in and on the surface of the flag holder against the stucco wall. I always feel like you got just one good shot to do it right, and I would throw everything at it. Lead anchors, epoxy, two-part epoxy, and then use some painter's tape or something to tape it to the wall and just let it dry overnight. Even though it may dry within an hour, let it really dry overnight before you do it. Joe, that's been so frustrating with, the wind. Of course, down here on the river, the wind is kind of tough, but can't keep my American flag flying. It's frustrating.
Yeah. Well, the aluminum ones are great because they don't rust, but they're cast aluminum and they're brittle. So you're right. If you get a little bit of torquing on that pole and the flagpole, it's going to snap them right off. What I'd recommend is go to a marine supply house and see. They sell a lot of brass hardware, and they do have brass holders, including for flags. Mm-hmm. So you might be able to find something there, and that would be great. And I agree. Bob says screws are not the answer. Screws are the answer. You just have to be the correct screw, the correct fastener. And definitely, because it's stucco, you want to caulk really well all around the flange of this holder, not only in the hole, as Danny recommended, but around the flange. So when you press it tight against the wall, you reduce any chance of water getting in there and getting into the holes, which, of course, you don't want that to happen.
Here's another email from Adam in Missouri. I replaced an old tub faucet, and in the process, I ended up shattering one of the tiles. I removed the broken tile, and behind it, I found something that looks like gray drywall. Do I need to replace the drywall, and do I need to treat it somehow since it's in the bathroom? Well, whatever's back there, you can probably go right over it with a thin-set adhesive that will, provide you the stability of it, and that will allow your new tile to set in. You want it nice and flush. Now, if it's deteriorated back there, you can cut it out and replace it with a piece of moisture-resistant drywall, or you might even use, it's going to be kind of tricky because you just have that one hole to deal with. But you can use a putty knife and build out the backing on it. But the key thing there will be to make sure that it's nice and smooth on the front of the wall so that, you know, maybe put your level across there to make sure that it's not protruding any. It'll allow it to dry overnight, and then you can come back and grout it. Hopefully you can match that grout. That'll be a challenge there. We do have a lot of information on ceramic tile repairs on our website at todayshomeowner.com. Hey, coming up here on Today's Homeowner Radio, I want to tell you a little bit about our special Metal Roofing Alliance landing page, as well as talk about a little tripping hazard we're going to try to solve. All of that and a whole lot more here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment, brought to you by the Home Depot. How doers get more done. By now, most of you know the importance of using an exhaust fan in your bathroom, and you've probably seen a few of the new accessories that you can add to them, like timers and Bluetooth speakers. Well, one that we know about from Revent takes it to the next level with the addition of a microphone. It connects to your smartphone via Bluetooth, so you can play music or podcasts, make and receive phone calls, or check the weather and traffic while you get ready in the bathroom each day. Plus, they've made installation really easy with their sheet lock system, which allows you to complete the whole process from the room side without ever going into the attic. It's called the Revent Smart Bath Exhaust Fan, and you can find out more by going to HomeDepot.com. They're just not going to leave the fan alone. They're going to keep working with it and working with it. And, of course, big advantage when you don't have to go into the attic in order to change one out or do the installation.
Right. You don't want to start cutting up your attic just so you can listen to a podcast in the bathroom, right? Unless it's our podcast, then it might be.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, let's go right out to California. Thomas is on the line right now. Thomas, welcome to the show. And tell us about this unique problem that you have here. I'm not sure I've ever seen anything quite like this. And I do have the pictures that you sent. So tell everybody about it.
Well, hi, Joe and Danny. My problem is I have a garage threshold back door. The back door of the garage has a threshold with a, I guess it's called a stem wall. It's part of the foundation, and it comes up about 5-6 inches. And to enter through that doorway, you have to step over the threshold. So if you have a wheelchair or anything that's wheeled, you can't push it in to the garage that way. You can only come through the garage door front, which you can lift with the automatic garage door opener. And I was wondering if you could tell me how I can knock down or cut out that threshold and what advice you would give. I mean, I could use a jackhammer or a saw. I've never done that before.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, this is very unusual. So let me make sure I understand. I'm looking at the pictures from what I assume is the garage side, and I see the 5-6 inch step up. Are you saying inside the door, it steps back down?
Yes.
Wow.
I think somebody messed up.
Well, I think possibly so. Boy, what a trip hazard that is, and not a real easy one to repair. I've seen situations like this before made a lot better by actually building a ramp, pouring concrete there on the outside that, you know, on the pictures I'm looking at, if you poured a 4 or 5 foot ramp, then it makes it very easy to go in there. But that's really not helping you if the inside has that same thing. Now, what kind of material is that that I'm looking at around the door there? Is that a stucco finish?
Yes, that's stucco finish.
Okay. Well, the simplest, easiest way, and then I would be anxious to hear what Joe Truini has as far as his opinion, but yes, the stem wall can be cut out. It won't be that easy, but it would. I would probably approach it where that I actually would remove the door and the frame. And that's not that hard to do because you can cut around it. You can use a reciprocating saw with a metal cutting blade to nip the nails and so forth. And then once you got the door out, then I would use a side grinder to cut on each side to extend the jamb down. And then probably a good sledgehammer is all that you would really need because it'll probably break off right at the slab. Then the challenge you're going to have is if you use the same door, lowering the door down, then you're going to have a void above it on the top of the door. Now, you might use this as an opportunity to kind of upgrade that, kind of putting a nice decorative crown on the top of the door, both inside and out, because you're going to have that 5-inch void. So you can just put a larger board up there, a piece of crown molding, and make it look intentional. That would be one way that you could bring that down. A fair amount of work. Joe, any other suggestions on how to solve this tripping hazard?
Yeah, Thomas, my first thought is to just remove it and then try to deal with it any other way with steps or ramps or anything else, which might be just as awkward. So, yeah, cutting that out is not the issue, and dropping the door down is not that big a deal. As Danny said, now you have a 5 or 6 inch gap above the door, and you can enclose. I mean, you could also just get rid of the door and order a custom door any size you want and just fill that space, but that would probably be a relatively expensive option. And as far as getting that out, as long as there's not any rebar going through that, it would pop right out. And I'm guessing there probably would not be. And even if there is, I mean, you know, you can still remove it. It just the concrete will come out in little chips and chunks, and then you'd have to cut out the rebar separately once you get access to it. But yeah, I mean, there are all kinds of saws that cut concrete. And if you could score it somehow along the bottom before hitting it with a sledgehammer to help pop it out, but I'm not sure what kind of saw would be able to get in there to do that. So, you know, the other thing is you can get what looks like a chainsaw. It's called a cutoff saw. It looks like a chainsaw, but it has an abrasive wheel on it. And you can rent them. And they make a ton of dust, so be sure to wear eye goggles and dust mask and all that. And if you cut it several times across, you know, so it formed like almost like little teeth, then you can, when you hit it, you pop out those sections instead of trying to get the whole thing out at one in one shot. So that'd be another way to do it. Be sure to stand outside so the dust is going out and not into the garage. But it's not going to be pretty and it's not going to be easy. But, you know, I think that's the only option, real option, is cut out that curb and drop the door down.
Okay. You mentioned that there's a lot of dust created. Does it also make a lot of noise?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a gas-powered ear protection. Yeah, everything.
Okay. Well, thank you for the advice.
Okay, Thomas, thank you. Appreciate you being with us. And I want to remind you, you can be with us here on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show by calling 800-946-4420. And you can send us an email anytime. We'll be getting to a lot of those emails into the next segment. You can send us one right now at todayshomeowner.com/ask. And Joe, I do think there was a mistake made there.
Yeah, I think so. That's an if he had more room, I was thinking he could put a transom window above. You know, use the same door and frame it out, put a transom window, get a little extra light. But with only 5 inches, by the time you get through framing out and trimming the door, it's not going to have enough room. So maybe you can
just make a ton of trim. Yeah, put a little bigger header over that. Yeah. And like I say, it could end up being something that makes the whole door look a lot better than it does right now. A lot of times you can do that. You run into a problem, you make it a positive, and we try to point out those type of projects as much as we can. Hey, you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back. When your house needs a new roof, it's important to make a good investment. The roof is literally your home's first line of defense against the elements, so you want something that's durable, low maintenance, long-lasting, and protects your home from strong winds, hail, and even wildfire. You want a quality metal roof because it performs as beautifully as it looks. The Metal Roofing Alliance can help you find the metal roof that's right for you. Check out their free Metal Roofing Buyer's Guide at metalroofing.com.
Captain's Log, Day 33, on the trail of a natural insect killer.
Hey there, I'm Captain Jack, ecologist and gardener. I was hunting for the best natural insecticide when I took a shot in an abandoned distillery and found a fermented material so effective, it's in every bottle of my Dead Bug Brew. Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew kills problem insects, and it's approved for organic gardening.
Protect your oasis with Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide. Learn more at CaptainJacks.com.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes or countertops. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Got a project? Tight Bond wood glues are preferred by pro woodworkers more than 7-to-1. Why? Because Tight Bond is professional strength, even stronger than the wood itself. Tight Bond is versatile, perfect for interior and exterior woodworking, and the best choice for home repairs. Tight Bond is tough and durable, outlasting extreme weather conditions and conquering demanding projects. Tight Bond wood glues, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, brought to you by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of. And by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my co-host Joe Truini, and we want to remind you about the special page we have set up to answer any question you may have about metal roofing. You can find all this information that's all aggregated together, videos, all kinds of information, answers to your frequently asked questions by going to todayshomeowner.com/metal roofing. Our friends from the Metal Roofing Alliance have worked with us to give you the latest, most current information about metal roofing, and there's a lot of misconceptions out there. Well, you can find the real scoop on everything to do with metal roofing, again, by going to todayshomeowner.com/metal roofing. Right now, we want to try to tackle a few of the emails that came in this week. We'd love to get an email from you. Send us one right now by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. That's what Chris in Alabama wrote in. Says, we have a two-car garage with no windows, and the temperature inside can easily reach over 100 degrees. Do you have any advice on attic fans and attic venting? Would either help with the excessive heat buildup? Chris, a real common problem, especially going into this time of the year. And you think about it, more and more garages are more insulated and weather tight, because you want to, you know, kind of keep it moderate in there during the times of the different times of the year. But if you drive up in there after you've driven for 30 or 40 minutes with a hot, hot car, and you immediately close that door, well, you're trapping a lot of hot, moist air that has to go somewhere. So one advice would be is on those hot days when you come in, just leave the door open for a little while until it cools down. Let that engine cool down, the tires cool down. That will help a lot. But also the wall-mounted exhaust fans with the thermostat on it is something that more and more people are realizing that's a big benefit. You can position this on one of the walls of your garage, raise it up as high as you possibly can. You might want to hide it around where nobody can really see it, but it has louvers on the outside so that when the, and it's adjustable inside on the thermostat. So if you want to set it at, say, 80 degrees or 90 degrees, what'll happen is the fan will turn on, it'll blow air out because, you know, you have enough air around, you know, enough of a gap around your garage door so that it can pull cooler, drier air in and exhaust it, and then automatically it'll moderate those temperatures. Joe, I've heard of people actually, I'm not sure on this, it seemed like it would be counterproductive, but they actually had vents, like grills, 2-foot by 2-foot grill in the ceiling of their garage, and then the exhaust fan on the roof. I'm not sure that would work as well because you still have, then you would have the heat that's in the attic pushing down into the garage potentially.
Right. I think you want to remove it from the source as quickly as possible, and that would be in the garage itself. And often what we recommend is that exact thing is, as Danny suggested, putting an exhaust fan high on the wall, blowing out, then opening a window somewhere else in the garage. Well, in this case, my Chris does not have that option because he says there are no windows. And so the other thing you could do, and if so, I would just do as Danny suggested. And if that's not good enough, then I would cut another exhaust fan into the opposite wall blowing in. And this way you really, you know, or you just cut in a window, I guess. But you, what you do there is then you're getting air pulled in and going out. Because if it's just all closed up and it's only trying to suck air out, as leaky as the garages are, they're not very airtight, there's still going to be some resistance. But if you want to get it out quickly, you have to have air coming in and going out.
And you know, they have these all types of motors are so energy efficient now. You really don't have to worry about using excessive amount of power because it's only going to be used when is needed. So I think that's a great route. You can find those available very easily, just wall-mounted exhaust fans. Hey, another email from Michael in Hickory, North Carolina. The reset button on our 20-year-old water heater keeps tripping, which shuts off the unit. Should I replace the reset button or just get a brand new water heater?
Well, Joe, 20-year-old?
That's a pretty easy one to answer. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's certainly got his money's worth out of it. And I'm not a proponent of replacing things that are working, but with something like this, it's 20 years. How many more years are you going to get? And it's probably so inefficient next to a brand new one. You know, you really should probably just replace it. They don't cost that much to begin with, although these days, I'm not sure how long you have to wait to get one, but I would replace it.
Well, I would definitely go ahead and replace that because the energy efficiency of the new ones, you probably would save as much as 50 or 60% over what you're paying now to heat your water. And you're right on the verge of having some real problems with that water heater. So go ahead and get a brand new one. You don't have to get the most high price one. Get the one kind of in the middle of the road in terms of cost, and it'll hopefully will last you the 20 years you got out of this one. Hey, coming up, our simple solution is right around the corner with Joe Truini. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420.
Add beauty and excellent foot traffic to all types of slippery surfaces around your home with the TrackSafe system from Deitch Coatings. Start with the new TrackSafe color coat in 1 of 5 colors, pre-mixed and ready to install on steps, walkways, patios, and pool decks, even garage and workshop floors. Then finish with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer to add slip-resistant safety. Plan your next project and order online today at the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com.
Captain's Log, Day 33, on the trail of a natural insect killer.
Hey there, I'm Captain Jack, ecologist and gardener. I was hunting for the best natural insecticide when I took a shot in an abandoned distillery and found a fermented material so effective, it's in every bottle of my Dead Bug Brew. Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew kills problem insects, and it's approved for organic gardening.
Protect your oasis with Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide. Learn more at CaptainJacks.com.
Hi, Danny and Chelsea here.
Mobile, Alabama is our home, and we'd love for you to come visit.
We're the birthplace of America's Mardi Gras, a family-friendly carnival season.
Our unique blend of cultures means that great food and fun are everywhere.
And the city's rich history is ready to explore in museums, forts, and historic sites.
Plus, your kids will love hands-on learning at the Explorium Science Center or enjoy the great outdoors at Bellingrath Gardens.
Plan your next family getaway at mobile.org.
From installing a smart garage door opener, to installing a bathroom faucet, to removing a tree, The Home Depot believes you can do anything, especially the things we have how-to guides for. Visit HomeDepot.com for thousands of tips, workshops, and ideas for projects, big and small. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, brought to you by Tite Bond, the pro's advantage.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We're right at the end of this hour, and it's time for our simple solution. Joe, what do you have for us?
All right, Danny, I was talking about making repetitive cuts. Often when you're working on a project, you have to cut several boards to the same exact length so that the project comes together well. And a power miter saw is a great way to make accurate, repetitive cuts by clamping a stop block. And a stop block is nothing more than a piece of wood that you clamp in place and it stops the board from going any further. So you slide the board up against the stop block, make a cut, remove it, slide the board again up against it, and end up, of course, with several pieces exactly the same length. Now, the only downside with doing it on a miter saw is the fences are relatively short, so you can only clamp a stop block maybe 8 to 10 inches away from the blade, which is helpful if you're making a lot of short pieces. So I found a way to extend that range up to about 16 to 20, 23 inches, something like that, using a framing square. I just took a framing square and I clamped it to the saw fence. The framing square has a wide part, which is called the body of the square, and then a slightly narrower part that comes at 90 degrees, that's called the tongue. So what you do, you clamp it to the fence with the tongue hanging straight down, and you slide it the desired distance from the saw blade and clamp it in place. And now you can slide the board up to the tongue, so it just touches the tongue and make the cut. And again, you can cut, typically on my saw anyway, I can cut up to about 23 inches, I think, 22, 23 inches. And if you go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solution, you can see a video of this. And it works great. And, you know, it takes 2 seconds to set up. And the only suggestion I make, and this is true of any stop block, when you slide that board up to it, be careful. You don't want to bang into it, because if you keep doing that, of course, the boards keep getting longer and longer. And so there you go, using a framing square as a stop block.
And not only does that save a lot of time, it just makes the whole thing a lot more accurate instead of measuring that, you know, a lot of people, the different little jigs that you can put on different saws and things like that.
Right.
You go in some, you know, experienced woodworker shops, they'll have, you know, it hanging all over the wall, all kinds of little jigs that they've made over years that you can glue and clamp together. And speaking of clamps, that is something that a lot of people just never have in their toolbox.
Yeah, well, the old saying is you never have enough clamps, which sounds ridiculous until you start working on projects and you realize I don't have enough clamps.
That's right, yeah.
Because they're different sizes, different types, different lengths. So, yeah, I probably have I might have 10 different types of clamps. There's no one clamp that's going to do all that you need it to do.
I think the same could be said for bungee cords. How can you have too many bungee cords?
Well, that's because you usually leave them on the highway as you're zooming down.
And is there such a thing as a high-quality bungee cord? I mean, all of them that I've had lately are just cheap as can be, but I'm sure there's some good quality ones out there.
You know what I bought recently that I love are flat ones. I don't know if you've seen these. They're flat.
Yeah. We had a babysitter take care of the kids, my grandkids here recently, and I took a bungee cord and I put a little post-it note on it for Gus in case needed. And Chelsea did not think that was very funny. I thought it was hilarious myself.
Hook it on your grandson.
And, of course, the babysitter was a little confused. So, anyway, sometimes my humor goes a little flat. Hey, I want to remind you what you can see on the Today's Homeowner television show this weekend. We call it the Cozy Family Room. A lot of very innovative ideas. You know, that's the type of room that you use a lot in your house. You might as well adapt it to your purposes a little bit. And one of those purposes may be eating or snacking in front of the television. Well, we built a very interesting coffee table that you actually can lift the lid and fold it over to you so that you can put your plate right there or have your whole smorgasbord of snacks while you're watching TV. Also, if you love a wall sconce on a wall to light up a picture where there's not a electrical outlet, well, Chelsea has a very innovative way of converting a light to a LED using batteries. All of that and a lot more on Today's Homeowner Television. television show. You can find out where you can watch it by going to todayshomeowner.com and check out the local listings there. Well, that pretty much wraps up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks so much for spending some time with us on this part of Today's Homeowner Radio.